Do you feel depressed? Are you having relationship troubles? Does it seem that life is just too stressful? Then stay tuned for today's Family Life Perspectives, because you're about to learn practical skills and get solid advice on coping with life stresses. Family Life Perspectives is produced by Perspectives Counseling Centers, a full-service Christian counseling center covering all areas of mental health and substance abuse issues. And now, today's Family Life Perspectives.
Good morning. Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. Today is Thursday as the week winds down. This is Christina Broomfield hosting today. Thank you for tuning in. Since Monday, I've had the wonderful pleasure of interviewing Dawn Ottenbright. Dawn has been a past guest on our radio program. She's a therapist at Perspectives of Troy Counseling Centers, works with individuals, couples, and does a fabulous job. The topic of the week that she's brought forward is choose kindness. Welcome back, Dawn.
Thanks for having me.
Wow. You know, this is, I've just been smiling all week long.
I know.
Talking about the topic is, because we get tough topics on this radio program.
We do. Sometimes we have to talk about the tough things.
Yes.
And, you know, this is really important, I think, because it's about improving relationships. And we talked a little bit about it's based on research, so it's not just a fluffy, oh, you should be nicer to people kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It actually has some very good research base behind it. People's relationships improve like 92%.
Is that what the research
said?
Shows?
That, yes, that 92% of people showed improvement in their relationships.
That's amazing. That, you know, and I know that you're drawing from a seminar and a book that...
Right, from Shanti Felhan. And she was at a seminar at the American Association of Christian Counselors. And I thought, oh, we need to bring this to our listeners because it could be a really helpful tool for them.
She calls her book The Kindness Challenge.
Right.
Which is, as I'm learning from you, a 30-day challenge to do. There's three steps in
yes.
this challenge. We're on step three today. But I forgot to ask you yesterday, Dawn, do you do all three steps every day?
Yes.
Oh.
You do all three steps okay. every day.
Okay. So can you just review the first and second before okay. we jump into step number three?
Okay. So the first step is not saying anything negative to the person and really not thinking anything, trying to nix that, you know, saying negative things to them and not saying anything negative about them to other people.
Mm-hmm.
And then for men who are doing it for their wives, they may want to do this instead of that, in that they might want to do 15 minutes of undivided time every day. And then if they're in a little conflictual situation, they may want to stay 5 extra minutes than they would normally walk away from that situation.
And I think you pointed out that what the research showed is that men would just stop talking altogether.
Yes.
Well, if I can't say anything good or bad, I won't say anything at all.
Right.
And they were shutting down.
Yes.
Yeah, so we don't want that.
No.
Now, what was step two?
And step two is giving praise to them, finding something positive to say that would be praiseworthy, and also telling someone else a positive thing about them.
So no negative to the person or to the friends, and not to dwell or think negative thoughts.
Right.
Step two, offer at least one praise a day.
Mm-hmm.
Offer a praise to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And I would almost, I don't know if this is in your book, but think on good things about your spouse.
Yes.
You know,
well, when you're trying to think about the things that they're that you can praise them for, then you're like looking at more of the things that they do right.
Yes.
Right? Because we all do right things and wrong things. And so if someone's dwelling on all the wrong things that you're doing, that can really bring down a relationship. But if you're dwelling on all the right things, then that can really raise a relationship.
Even if the list is short, there are some
yes.
right things there, and then you
yes.
really will begin to see that cycle of coming back to you. That's another topic. But what
yes.
is step? We want to get to step three.
Okay. So step three is doing one thing a kindness for them. So something generous, something caretaking, something helpful.
So what would be an example?
So I've been doing this for my husband this month, and so one of the things is...
Don't let him listen to this radio
program. I know,
program.
Don't let him listen. Yeah. So he always does his own laundry. That's been through our whole marriage, you know, for over 30 years. He's done his own laundry. Well, the other day I went down and was going to do some laundry, but he's had laundry in there. Normally, I would say, hey, could you finish your laundry because I need to do some. And instead, I just did it for him. Mm-hmm. So that was like a nice little kindness for
and
him.
And this, yeah, this isn't huge. It's just an act of kindness. And,
right.
You know, we need to pause, take a break here, but maybe when we come back, we can even talk about a tad on what the love language is so you can get a little bit more.
Okay, yes.
Bigger bang for your buck, right?
Yes.
Okay. Let's hear from our sponsor.
Perspectives Christian Counseling Centers are here to help. At Perspectives, our specialty is Christian counseling. Each and every one of our therapists is a caring Christian professional. Perspectives can help you with difficult problems such as depression, addiction, anxiety, self-esteem and marital problems, children, teen, and family counseling. At Perspectives Christian Counseling, we know you don't have to walk this path alone. There's help available and a reason to have hope. Call 248-244-8644 and make an appointment with one of our caring and professional therapists today. For your convenience, we have offices throughout Metro Detroit in Troy, Sterling Heights, and Novi. In addition, we also have new locations in Clarkston and Plymouth. The help you need is a phone call away. So call 248-244-8644.
Welcome back to Family Life Perspectives, talking with Dawn Ottenbright, the topic of the week, choose kindness. I love it. And step three, one act mm-hmm. of kindness a day for that one person, because we have stressed, only do one person at a time.
Right.
You know, don't take on the whole family. And just one act of kindness. How does love language fit into this?
Well, I think this is really important because sometimes what we think would be an act of kindness because we would want someone to do it for us isn't really an act of kindness for somebody else because they don't really want that or feel like that's necessarily something that they would really like. So when we look at love languages, you know, someone else might feel like an act of service is a love language, like putting gas in your car, washing your car. But what they really want is time.
Mm-hmm. Focus and, time.
Yes. And I think this happens a lot with men and women is that women really want focused time and men are more acts of service. And so if you're a husband doing this for your wife, you might really want to look at that, like, how can I do more time as opposed to acts of service? Or if a different love language, you know, how can I be more affectionate? Because mm-hmm. that could be an act of kindness too, maybe just a kiss hello or...
And I think that, you know, you and I have in the past, we've done plenty of radio programs on love language.
Yes.
And for some of our listeners out there, just a quick update, a love language is simply what causes the other person to feel loved, cared for and mm-hmm. cherished. And there's four or five of them, and there's books out there that mm-hmm. go into great detail. But these acts of kindness, mm-hmm. really, you really will get a much better response if you know that person's love language.
Yes.
And it doesn't stop with your spouse. When we say love language, often we think, well, it must be our spouse. Our kids have a love language.
Right, they definitely do.
You were just telling me before we went on the air about your daughter.
I was. Well, she was... when I was listening to this on tape, and she was listening with me, and she said, oh, by the way, my love language is gifts. So receiving gifts is her love language.
And she proceeded to tell you what she'd like, right?
Right. That was just her way of saying she would like me to buy her something.
Are there obstacles to acts of kindness other than not? Doing an act of kindness may not be something that necessarily causes the other to feel that you've done anything for them, if you're not speaking in the right love language. But what other difficulties might there be when we're trying to do an act of kindness?
Well, I think feeling like we need to have recognition for that. So one of the things is that when you're doing that, so one of the part of the challenge is to do this unconditionally. You're going to do it without mentioning it.
Without. I love that. Did you see what I just did for you?
Right. Did you see I did your laundry?
Uh-huh.
So we're going to do it without mentioning it as an unconditional. We're not expecting anything back from that act or even a thank you or a notice. We're just going to do it without any.
That's a tough one.
That is because, you know, you want to say, hey, I did this for you.
Mm-hmm.
Or did you notice I've been doing these things for you?
And especially if the other person, whoever they might be, whoever you choose, not only doesn't recognize that you've done something for them, but they continue not to respond toward you positive. It's very hard, even all three steps, not to be critical, practice praise, do an act of kindness to someone who is not reciprocating it back to you.
Right.
Is that the would that be the largest obstacle in this kindness challenge?
It's partly the largest obstacle and also feeling like they don't deserve you to do it because the relationship is so contentious.
So we have to really get past that and keep pushing through. You even mentioned that by the third week we are seeing some changes in our own personal sense of what we think of ourselves.
Right.
Yes.
We definitely are.
I want to, we've got one more day left. I could talk for another week on this.
I know. And it's, you said, how much could we talk about this, right?
And we can just keep talking because there's so much to it.
There is a lot. We're just barely touching the surface with what we're saying.
Well, we want to encourage our listeners to tune in tomorrow as we do a complete summary of this book. Have a friend tune in. Visit us on our website, perspectivesoftroy.com. Like us on Facebook. And then also call our office. Our number's coming up. We've got five locations. I'm sure there's one close to you. Can you be with us finally tomorrow?
I sure can.
Looking forward to it.
Thanks for listening to today's Family Life Perspectives, brought to you by Perspectives Counseling Centers, a full-service Christian counseling center. Perspectives Counseling Centers has a full staff of Christian therapists who are able to help you with relationship issues, depression or anxiety, even substance and alcohol abuse. For your appointment at any of their offices in Troy, Sterling Heights, Novi, Clarkston, or Plymouth, just call 248-244-8644. And tune in every weekday at the same time for Family Life Perspectives.